are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thought of you when I heard of this story. The Supreme Court recently ruled that California must release inmates to relieve overcrowding. Have you ever gotten such a ruling that you needed to let prisoners go in the Ingham County Jail? And tell me about that process.
Well, actually, it's a state law in Michigan. It has been since before I was sheriff in 88. If we go 7 consecutive days overcrowded, you have to start releasing prisoners. So it's nothing new to Michigan.
What is the bar? Where is it set? How many prisoners are you allowed to have before you're overcrowded?
One. I mean, once you're overcrowded, you're overcrowded.
How many can you house right now?
Well, our capacity, the jail can hold 665 inmates, but the board closed a post of 60 in January, so, you know, we're down by 60.
Can you, we have talked about this before. Is there a way that the part of the jail that's shut down now, that it could be reopened maybe? I know there are some beds that you lease out, that you take prisoners from other jurisdictions. Can you do that with the empty beds you have now?
You could. We rent 200 beds now. Renting the next 60 has been a little harder nut to crack, although we are negotiating with the state to do exactly that. So we'll just have to see how that plays out.
How soon will you know about that?
Well, I would like to have known about 3 months ago, but we just aren't there yet. I mean, the state doesn't move at the same pace we do.
So in dealing with these state prisoners, would these prisoners be the less violent that are incarcerated currently, or will they come from other counties?
Well, they would be state prisoners. They wouldn't be other county prisoners. And exactly what their classification would be hasn't been determined. So I can't answer that question.
Well, obviously, you'd like to have your jail at full capacity. When's the last time you were overcrowded where some prisoners had to be reduced?
It's been several months, actually. 2 years ago, we were overcrowded every day, and we were throwing people out of here almost every day. So it's changed for a number of reasons. One is there's less cops to make arrests, so that impacts how many people come to jail. And also we are employing tethers here now, which we run between 70 to 80 inmates any given day that are on tethers. And both those factors have made a difference in the jail overcrowding.
So with the overcrowding, you just talked about the tethers, but are we seeing a downtick, if you will, in crime and folks being sent to the Ingham County Jail?
Well, you're seeing a downtick is in prisoners coming to jail. And as I said, with less cops on the street, that makes a difference in how many people get arrested. And it's just simple math. Police officers, boots on the ground, generate numbers, and that's, at least in my world, how I count it up.
And since we last talked, there were some cuts made. You lost some officers. We know that road patrols, especially in the out-county areas, are now far and few between. Where do we stand there? Have you seen an uptick in calls in crimes out in those areas?
No, there hasn't been any dramatic increase in crime, not measurable increase in crime yet. Who knows what the future will bring, but no, I don't think so.
All right. Thanks so much, Sheriff Rigglesworth.
Okay, you bet.